CBS has named two law firms to investigate allegations of sexual misconduct against its CEO, Les Moonves. During the investigation, Moonves will stay on the job. He even joined a conference call with investors yesterday to discuss the company's earnings last quarter, but he did not address the controversy.
In light of pending litigation and other matters, and on the advice of counsel, the scope of today's call and any questions will be limited to the quarterly results of the company. And with that, I'll turn the call over to Les.
Thank you, Adam. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for joining us today.
So what does this mean for the network and the industry? We're joined now by NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
And when you think about another TV executive, Fox News' Roger Ailes, the late Roger Ailes, he lost his job over harassment allegations. But for now, Moonves is still there. What do you think the symbolism of that is?
Yeah, I think the CBS board was in a delicate situation where no matter what they did, it would be seen as a statement on both the claims against Les Moonves and how they were going to handle them. So they decided to keep him in his job. And I think that has raised some questions about how stringently they're going to pursue this investigation and how transparent they will be about the investigation. We've only seen very sort of terse public statements released. And so there's a concern that the company can continue sort of business as usual in a way, with Les still running the company, with his decision still in force. He's officially recused from the investigation, but he's also the boss of a lot of people who will be asked to give statements to lawyers about what they knew and what they saw. All of that becomes these sort of pertinent questions, given that they didn't suspend him. And I think some people who are experts in this sort of field sort of thought it might have been a better idea to put him on the sidelines so that there was no question that he would have as little influence on what's going on as possible.
But he is not a hands-off CEO. He is highly involved in a lot of projects at CBS.
Well, that's the thing about Les Moonves is that his image as a hands-on CEO has made him synonymous with the health of the company. And so even though he is in the middle of a fight with some members of the board, ultimately, they benefit from the health of CBS. And so we've seen, you know, in some of the dips in CBS's stock price recently, that an attack on Moonves or something that damages his credibility can also damage the financial health of CBS. Mm-hmm. So even the board members who may be opposed to him on other issues, I think have a vested interest in being very careful about how they manage how he stays at the company and whether or not he exits it and how he exits it. And so all of that might make it difficult for this board to do a fully transparent and a fully independent investigation into what's going on. A lot of us are going to be watching them as closely as we can, but they have a lot of challenges in this regard.
His wife, Moonves' wife, Julie Chen, who's the host of The Talk on CBS, says she stands by him, but he is getting pressure from other places within CBS. Here's Stephen Colbert, who hosts The Late Show on CBS, talking about the accusations against Moonves this week.
Make no mistake, Les Moonves is my guy. He hired me to sit in this chair. He stood behind this show while we were struggling to find our voice. He gave us the time and the resources to succeed, and he has stood by us when people were mad at me. And I like working for him. But accountability is meaningless, unless it's for everybody, whether it's the leader of a network or the leader of the free world.
So Colbert called for accountability there. He didn't really say what he thought the consequences for Moonves should be. What do you think of what happened there?
Well, in a way, I mean, Colbert kind of expertly threaded the needle and did what he needed to do. Since he has sort of emerged as the conscience of the nation in some ways in speaking about politics, I think there was probably a sense that he couldn't not talk about this, and he had to talk about it in a way that was authentic and that also respected the stories of the women who've come forward to accuse Les Moonves of something awful. But at the same time, he didn't say, well, Les should be suspended or he shouldn't be running CBS. And see, that's the kind of question that I think a lot of people who have supported the Me Too movement until now will have to face. How far do you take your support for this movement. If you're willing to say that Jeffrey Tambor should be fired from Transparent or that Roger Ailes should be removed from Fox News, well, now we have a situation with Les Moonves where there are people who work on all these shows and they have to decide if they're going to play the good soldier and wait until some investigation plays out or if they're going to take a stronger stand. And because many of these incidents happened back in the 1990s, and there are a lot of people who like Les Moonves around town, and he may still retain his power once the dust clears. There's some very difficult decisions that people have to make about how far they're going to talk about accountability. I mean, so far, Les has not been removed from power. So how accountable is he really for these claims that people have been making against him?
It's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.